Thank you very much, Mr. President. I want to thank you and the coordinators for all your work done on the section on universalization, as well as for presenting the paper Ways Forward on Universalization of the CCM this morning. At this stage, I would like to share just a few general remarks and questions. And I'll try to comment both on the lab section and on the paper, as they are, of course, interlinked or should be interlinked. While the paper includes many very good proposals on what concrete steps states parties and the recently established informal working group on universalization should, will undertake to achieve more progress on universalization of the convention, there is a number of key questions still remaining, including over the subject of the paper, its formal status, as well as the relationship to the universalization section of the Lausanne Action Plan and a formal decision of the second review conference that my colleague from the ICRC just mentioned. As we know, the lab section on universalization rightly covers both state adherence to the convention and promoting the convention norm with states not party, including stopping their use and transfer of the weapon, among others. However, the coordinator's document addresses former adherence to the convention only. Further on, Action 10 of the lab refers to the specific decision to accelerate universalization taken by the review conference. But the coordinator's paper does not refer to the specific decision mentioned in lab to be taken by the review conference, but simply recommends that states parties under the leadership of the presidency undertake the following initial actions. In order to maintain coherence between the universalization section of the lab and the coordinator's paper, there should be a decision at the second review conference that would invite all states parties to join and support these efforts, as mentioned by my colleague from the ICRC, as a matter of priority, actively and in accelerated, concerted, sustained manner, including at high level, as per the LAPS Action 10, and in line with the Convention's Article 21 obligation to encourage former adherence to the Convention. Shall I continue with comments related to Action 11 and the question of universalization of